This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. Mesa Verde National Park has been closed for over a month as Colorado and Montezuma County ease some restrictions under the state's Safer at Home phase. The park is assessing its own reopening plan. Cliff Spencer joins me now. He's the superintendent for Mesa Verde. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity.
To start, I'd like you to describe the scene for me as the park's been closed lately. I imagine it's been pretty quiet there.
It has been quiet in a way, but in another way, there's a lot of work going on. We have contractors in the park working on some of our systems, our water system, re-roofing some park buildings, and doing some water damage repair on some of the park residences. So although things are quiet from a visitation standpoint, there's still a lot of work going on.
The state and Montezuma County are going ahead with the easing of some restrictions for businesses over the next few weeks. At this time, has Mesa Verde set a reopening date, and could that also be some sort of phased approach?
We haven't set a reopening date yet, but from OPM, Office of Personnel Management, federal government memo that came out early last week, requesting that agencies begin a phased opening, and we've started that process last week as well, we started that process a few days before the memo came out, and that is to look at a phased opening. Phase one would be, you know, a continuation of maximum telework for employees at high risk or employees who are not in frontline operations. And then looking at ways to better protect those employees, lower the risk of disease transmission to our staff. So that's the process we're going through presently.
Mesa Verde has a driving loop that allows for quick stops to view the cliff dwellings from a distance. Is it possible that the park would permit something like that, but not things like the cliff dwelling tours themselves or opening some facilities?
That's part of the planning, that we would do that. One of the things that are holding us back, we're doing a risk assessment of every function or every job we do in the park. So each operations chief has been tasked with assessing risk of all these various duties. And if there is a moderate or high level of risk, then how do we minimize that risk? And that's what we're working through now. And we've gotten that pretty much done. We're now looking at assessing how one operation's risk assessment may impact the others. And then once we get that wrapped up, then we can look at setting a date for opening. There are a couple of things. Number one, we have a call tomorrow with all of the Park Services superintendents. So we're talking about over 400 people on a call tomorrow to get instructions from the Washington office on how we are going to reopen and what things that they want us to look at, which I think we're going to be in good shape and cover a lot of those things.
How about locally? Have you received new guidance or requests from local health departments about reopening?
We received guidance from the health department back in late March regarding closing the park because, there's the realization that Mesa Verde is not only an attraction for local residents, but it's a national and international destination for a lot of people, over 500,000 a year. And the concern about bringing in people from outside the area who may be infected was what prompted us to close. Since then, we've been participating in these incident management team calls with the county health department. They've done a fantastic job of keeping us informed and providing input when we've asked for it, and even giving us some assistance in training of some of our staff. So I have nothing but high praise for them and the job they're doing, the incident management team and the health department.
Before we go, I'd also like to hear about staffing. Has the park had to let anyone go at this time?
We've delayed hiring some of our seasonal employees. We've only hired our seasonal law enforcement folks for the summer and also seasonal firefighting because, you know, number one, firefighting doesn't respect closures or that sort of thing. So we've brought on our helitack crew. They're going through the training and the helicopter will be hopefully showing up by May 15th. And so we'll be fully equipped. And our law enforcement staff, we bring them on early and get them refresher training, make sure their certifications in CPR and basic first aid. We have some EMTs that need to go through refresher training, so we're getting all that accomplished as well.
As for the core staff, though, that has been at Mesa Verde pre the closure, have they all maintained their jobs?
They have. They're either working on plans or conducting research work or other duties, you know, those sorts of things within the park or mostly at home from teleworking. And we've gotten quite a lot of work that we would normally do getting done.
Cliff Spencer is the superintendent of Mesa Verde National Park. Thanks for making the time, Cliff, and stay well.
Thank you very much. And good health and good luck to all of you there.